just as our panel is coming, I want to invite my panel of awesome volunteers to come on up here. We'll introduce them in a second. But I wanted to share a few statistics with you very quickly. A few years ago, they emphasized something called the 414 window in evangelism and talking to people about Jesus and different things like that. 414 window is just an age group, 4 years old, 14 years old. And they had done different studies and they found that about 70% of people who make decisions to follow Jesus make it between 4 and 14. It was an interesting tidbit of information, but when I started to look at the research a little bit more closely, the thing that stood out to me was actually 60% of those decisions are made between 6 and 12. A lot of times we think that kids' ministry, our responsibility is to make converts. That's not our job. Our job is to come alongside parents who are the leaders in their child's spiritual journey and to support them and to encourage them and also to lead children into being disciples. It's not just a numbers game. We're not just doing this so that we can chalk up, oh, this many kids dedicated their life to Jesus. That's important. But this is, we're in this for the long haul. We want kids to know Jesus for their entire life because we know that there are going to be ups and downs. Jesus is the one who can be their anchor through those times. So we have these fantastic volunteers. This is just a small sampling of the people who have volunteered at different times in kids' ministry. I'm going to actually let them introduce themselves.
I love going first. My name is Samara. I've been volunteering in Kids Church for around 2.5 years with a bit of a break when I had some medical things. And what else do you want to know?
What do you do when you're not volunteering with the awesome kids at Kids Church?
Okay. I work at Indigo Langley just up the street. And I like going to things like Comic-Con and Fan Expo and board game conventions and all that kind of geek stuff. Star Wars shoes on right now, Doctor Who necklace, all that kind of awesome stuff. So, yeah, that's kind of what I do.
Okay, my name is Calvin Schubert, and I've been a part of the kids' ministry thing for a little bit. Preteens, yeah. So, yeah, it's been interesting to see how it's kind of evolved. But yeah, it's cool. What I do besides that, when I'm not at kids ministry, I've been all over in trades and different stuff. But I'm currently in ropes and climbing because that's what I did on my off time too. And so it kind of fell into one thing. So yeah.
So you're kind of like Spider-Man.
A little bit. It's yeah. It gets fun. Yeah. With that. So yeah.
I'm Teresa. I've been in kids ministry, starting with nursery for about 14 years, youth ministry for about over seven years before that. So I worked in preteen, nursery, kids church, VBS. It's a little bit of everything. When I'm not doing that, mom of three keeps me pretty busy. So I work in school, classrooms. And when I'm not doing that, I work. I have a job. I work in residential care. I'm a nurse aide at Peace Arch Hospital.
Thank you. And I'm Jerry. And I've been involved in the kids' ministry for about 38 years now, since we've been coming to the church. I am in the insurance industry. I still work. I'm a grandfather. I'm a father. I guess it would be a father if I'm a grandfather, eh? And I'm still married to Marianne.
It's more like she's still married to you, but you're a great guy. Jerry, when I first came here as a Bible college intern, was the Sunday school superintendent. Yeah, it's a cute moment. He almost fired me a few times, but Jerry's been involved for a super long time. We love Jerry. He's such a great guy. But yeah, you ran the whole kids ministry here in the 90s. Yes.
Well, Mary Ann helped. And then
many others. All right. You're buzzing, Dan. You got another question?
So, if you want to advance the next slide, that'd be awesome. So, you already told us about yourselves. The first question that we're going to ask is, why did you get involved in kids ministry? You're holding the mic, Jerry.
Okay. Well, I think at the time we were coerced into getting involved with kids ministry. But I want to tell you a little bit about being involved in ministry. And that is, I remember when we were first coming to this church, we had a pastor speaking about youth. And he was talking about how youth get in, you know, some youth get into trouble. And the percentages of youth that got into trouble were quite reasonable, like every kid gets into trouble once in a while. But kids that went to church, the percentage of them getting into trouble had dropped even more. But the staggering interesting thing about this was that kids that went to church whose parents were involved in ministry in the church dropped down to very low numbers. And that is a good enough reason for us to be involved in ministry.
Well, I got involved in kids' ministries because I had kids. And being a parent of kids who are in preschool, kids' church, preteen, it's really important to see their own growth and being involved and how they view Jesus and how they learn about Jesus. So that's why I got involved, because I wanted to see them grow and see other kids grow. They're so much fun, lots of energy, but they're neat. They're neat people.
It was mostly... When I started coming here, I was like always asking the question, how do I get involved? What can I do more? And then it kind of just fell in my lap. Well, actually, Elise Brower was the one who directed me to Carol Lee. And so ever since then, I was like, okay. I was like, yeah, kids ministry, why not? And then I was like, oh, this is what it is. And then it was like, okay, I'll just have to roll with it. So it kind of that's how it's been going for a while now. So it's been good, though. It's been... it's really positive. So that's the way it is.
I actually had zero plans to be involved in kids ministry. I have been going to this church since I was 16, and fast forward many years, and people were still greeting me and saying, "Hi, are you new here?" So they realized maybe I should actually be involved in something. I know there are a couple of maybe something called life groups that are sometimes mentioned, but I avoided that. And I actually planned to volunteer with the youth. Growing up, the youth in the church I grew up in and the couple of churches after that were in a huge part of my life. And I still have great friends from there, so I'm like, well, that's what I'm doing. And the Sunday I was going to talk to Pastor Christian, I opened the bulletin, and there was this great little insert with a picture of a child crying. And I just started laughing, and I thought that was amazing. So I went to Pastor Carol Lee, and I said, great marketing ploy. Sure, what do you want me to do? And that's how I ended up in it. And I started helping out in kids' church on Sundays and VBS, and that's it so far. But, yeah, Pastor Christian, you got saved from having to work with me.
I finally got to scoop someone from you. So my next question for you is, what has been the most rewarding aspect, if any, of serving in kids ministry?
I think for me, like Pastor Carol Lee was saying earlier, when you really want to pray with a kid, it is incredible listening to your kids, what they come up with when we say, do you have any prayer requests, who they want to pray for and what they want to pray for is so honest and vulnerable and incredible. And just having the chance to talk with them and to help them pray for the things in their lives and what they notice in the lives around them and just seeing the love that they have is incredible. And that would be just amazing. And VBS, when there is like 100 kids in here all singing and jumping and just worshiping and having an amazing time, it's just seeing that joy in them is the most rewarding aspect for me.
The foundation, seeing most of it, like I remember what Sunday school was like for me. It was a little different, but it was like, it's a foundation, right? So when you see that foundation being laid, and just like what Carolee was saying, it's also, they're excited about just about anything and everything all the time. So it kind of reminds me to be like, yeah, get into it, because, you know, like it's worth it, right? So, you know, what more could you want to be excited about, and for what other reason would you be excited besides worshiping God and talking about God and learning about Him? So that's one of the most rewarding things I find with kids' church, is that they're always on fire for it all the time. So,
working with preteens, my daughter was a preteen, so I, you know, volunteered to be a preteen helper. It's neat when we sit down and we have our story or our Bible lesson, the involvement that the kids get in asking questions or putting their two bits in about what they think, what we're talking about, seeing them be excited. You know, like what Samara was saying about VBS, seeing kids jumping and dancing and singing and, you know, really having so much fun. And that's what VBS is about, is having fun learning about Jesus. I mean, why wouldn't you have fun and be excited about learning about Jesus? So it's neat to see in all their faces when you're doing one-to-one, one-to-two in a group praying together. And sometimes, yeah, they've got some crazy prayer requests, but that's okay. You know, sometimes they have an owie or something like that, but it's serious to them. So you sit and you pray with them and you talk with them about it. So there's tons of different things, you know, that's rewarding.
I guess since I've been in the ministry so long, it is so neat to see these young children grow up to become teenagers, get involved with youth, and then get married and have their own children. We've had the privilege of being able to see that and seeing them grow in the Lord right through their whole life. It's exciting, and you still have a relationship with them. I think Michelle still likes me after all the things I put her through. So that's what I really feel has been a real blessing to us.
Many of you know the story about when I was a child running through the streets of Aldergrove at 5 years old, going to the local church up the street. And when I went there for VBS and for Sunday school and all that, the pastors came in and they took care of me and welcomed me, and we had a good time. We had a lot of fun. Do I remember any stories? Do I remember the candy? No, I don't remember any of it. But what I do remember is that they impacted my life hugely at a very young age, because little did I know my parents were going to go through a divorce, and an ugly one at that, and I needed to hold on to God through all of that. Fast forward to 44 years of age, and I go to that same church where that same pastor, who's now much older, is having a heart attack, and as a fireman, I get to intervene into his life, talk with him, talk with his son, and then a week later, he passes away. Knowing that he impacted my life, his son comes, finds me out, and says, that was an incredible story for my father to hear, that you are now in the ministry, you're a chaplain, you're a firefighter, you're a pastor at a church. He was thrilled, and that man invested in me. We don't hear about those things as pastors. We don't hear about them. We never see many people after they leave and grow up and move on with their lives, and we never get that closure. That, to me, was huge, that he impacted my life and took it on a path because of God. He was used by God, and that little church is still standing there today. It needs serious renovations, but the whole point is he was there, and now his son has taken it over, and his son was nice enough to come and give me that closure with him. And if it wasn't for him and his father, who invested in that community, invested in those, you know, little, not very well-behaved child at that age, running around the streets of Aldergrove, running around the streets free, doing whatever I wanted, getting in, stealing people's vegetables and bringing flowers home to my mom from their yards, doing all sorts of stuff at night. And they spoke into my life. So all these people right here have that impact. You can have that impact in a little kid's life. You may not realize it now, and you may never see that kid again, but you will make an impact on their life massively. 38 years of ministry, he's impacted my wife. Thank goodness that he impacted her because she changed me. So, you know, you can thank her for that, eh? Yeah, all right. So, honestly, get involved in kids, in youth, in young adults. Whatever you need to get into, you need to get into it. Get into a life group as well. I don't know if you've ever heard me say it, getting into a life group is very important. No? Oh, well, just so you know, we have life groups here. You need to get involved. See, Pastor Elise, give us a little wave.
I said enough.
A personal story. Just sitting in kids' ministry or kids' church downstairs, when we're in our small groups, you know, I have a few of them, and a couple of them are my own kids, and, you know, they ask for prayer for their daddy or their mommy who's sick, or, and you just see their face is so genuine, or they're having something, problems at school, and kids nowadays with school, there's so much bullying, and kids would actually open up to myself and say, well, so-and-so is picking on me, and it's me, you know, and so we talk about it and kind of build that relationship and then ask for prayer, for protection, for, you know, someone to come alongside them at school, to help support them at school, to help stick up for them, any of those kinds of things. It's just really amazing how kids just open up and just be honest and share their heart.
Yeah, it's also, that's, I don't want to name names anyway, but, you know, seeing some of the preteens go from preteens but into the young adults and to, like, teenagers and stuff like that, that's, it's cool to see them just follow through with that. And it's also been good for my own personal development, like, just being a part of, like, the whole community and just seeing a need and filling it, and the compound effect over time is really special, because if you don't stick with it for a longer period of time, then you just don't see it. If you're just in and out fast, and it's like, okay, well, you got a little bit of it, but it's the long-term effect that's the special part of the whole thing, is just that the time lapse. So
again, with the prayer, when you're praying with the kids, what's amazing is when you follow up with them, you know, the next week or the next time you see them, and you ask them, you know, I helped you pray with that. How is that going? And being able to talk with them and help them recognize maybe how God did answer their prayer, or how God is with them, even though what they wanted to have happen didn't. And helping them to start seeing that even just from a young age, being able to see how God's working in their lives. And like Hammond was saying, how they do everything with just such energy and joy. I would say God works in our lives just by us witnessing that, and just reminding us that even if you just have an owie, that's something you can bring to God. Like, he wants to hear all things, and kids remember that, and as adults, we don't always, and so it's nice to see how God works through them in us.
All right, I think I'm actually going to ask our final question. The final question is, what would you say to anyone who is on the fence about volunteering to get involved in kids' ministry?
Come spend a Sunday with us. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. It's incredible. It's not something I ever wanted to do, and I love it. Especially VBS, if you come and help out with the day and you can see like 100 of these kids, it's just so incredible. And then you end up wanting to help out, not even for them. It's nothing about being nice to the children. It's completely selfish. You want to do it and have that fun with them and have that God working in your life through it. So even if you're like, oh, I don't want to help the kids, help yourself.
Yeah, just do it.
Very much the same. If you're hesitating, a lot of times you tend to back out. Because you might get scared off. There's lots of energy with these kids. And there's some of the children may have just difficulties, behavior, that kind of thing. Sometimes that might scare you off. But it is so important to get involved. VBS is huge. Like, my partner this year was awesome. First time VBS with the kids. He did great. And the kids were opening up to him, and they were joking around and having fun, kind of let your hair down a little bit. And it makes you feel like a kid sometimes yourself, because you're dancing to the songs, you're dancing with the kids, and you're going bonkers and whatever. And it's great. It's exhausting, very exhausting, but it's so worth it.
I'd just like to say that this church doesn't belong to the pastors. It belongs to all of us. This is our church. We are community. And when you are part of something, it is important to be part of it, and you should get involved. That is the most important thing you can do, is to help, because this is the future, and it's our church. It's not somebody else's church. It's ours, and it's inclusive. We're a community. Thank you.
Awesome. That's fantastic. Can we give them a round of applause for all their... It's hard to do, so we appreciate everything. I just want to thank Carrie Lee for all the hard work she does with the kids. We appreciate everything you do. Thank you so much.